So let's review. The Mishnah mentioned the halacha of yayin nesach shenafel agabe anavim yedichon vehem mutaris. If yayin nesach spilled onto grapes, it depends. If the grapes were whole, they must be washed off and are then permitted because they did not absorb any yayin nesach. If the grapes were split open, they're forbidden because they did absorb the yayin nesach, and there is a possibility of benois and tam. There is a taste of yayin nesach in the grapes, and therefore it does not become batel nullified. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes abaye v'rava in the understanding of our Mishnah. They both agree regarding chamra atika b'inve benois and tam. If aged yayin nesach spilled onto grapes, the grapes become forbidden only if there is an amount of yayin nesach that one can taste in the grapes, because min b'she'enoi minoi benois and tam. Since the yayin nesach and grapes have different tastes, they are considered different sorts which only become asa b'nois and tam. The machlekes is only regarding chamra chadeta b'invi, abaya amma b'mashu v'rava amma b'nois and tam. If fresh yayin nesach spilled onto grapes, abaya amma b'mashu, abaya holds the grapes become forbidden even if there was no taste of yayin nesach, because basar taimaz linen, havalei min b'minai, we go by their taste, and since they both have the same fresh taste, they are considered of the same sort, which becomes asa b'mashu even with a minute amount of iser. While Rava Amar b'nois and tam, Rava holds the grapes become forbidden only if there is a taste of yayin nesach, because basar shemaz linen, havalei min b'she'en aminai. We go by their name, and since they have different names, one is wine while the other is grapes, they are considered different sorts which only become asr b'nois and tam. The Gemara proceeds and applies this machlekes to the following cases. Chala de chamra v'chala de shechra. If vinegar made from wine was mixed with vinegar made from beer, and one was iser and the other was heter. Or chamir de chiti v'chamir de sari. If yeast from wheat was mixed with yeast from barley, and one was truma, which is asr lazarm, while the other was chulin and mutar lazarm. Abaya holds asr b'nois and tam. The heter becomes forbidden only if there is a taste of iser, because basar taimaz linen, havalei min b'she'enoi minoi b'nois and tam. Since they have different tastes, they are considered different sorts which only become asr b'nois and tam. While Rava holds asr b'mashu, the heter becomes forbidden even if there was no taste of iser, because basar shema'az linen, havalei min b'minoi b'mashu. Since they have the same names, both are called vinegar or yeast, they're considered of the same sort, which becomes asa b'mashu. Gemara seeks to bring proof that basar taimaz linon from the following brisa. Tavlin beiz v'gimel shemus v'hein min echod oy min gimel, asurin u'mitztarfen. Forbidden spices with different names, regardless of whether they are of the same sort or of different sorts, can combine to make a food forbidden because, as Chizki explains, hacha b'mine mitika askinon. They all have a sweet taste, and they can be used together to sweeten the food. According to Abai, who holds basar taimaz linon, the brisa can be understood simply as surin u'mitztaref because kulei chad taimahu. The spices can combine because they have the same taste, and since we go by their taste, they are considered of the same type. While according to Rava, that basar shmaz linon, haishma luchod v'haishma luchod. The spices cannot combine because they have different names, and since we go by their names, they are considered different types. Therefore, according to Rava, we must say that the Braisa follows Rameyu, who holds Kol Isurin Shabbatayra, Mitztarfin Zemze. All forbidden items can combine with one another, even if they are completely different, because the Pasuk states, Lo Yisoichel Kol Te'eva, Kol Shati Aftilach, Harehu Bibal Teichel. The Gemara proceeds with another Machlekes Abaye v'Rava. All agree regarding Chala Lagav Chamra B'nois and Tam. If a small amount of Asr vinegar fell into a large amount of heter wine, the heter wine becomes forbidden only if there is a taste of Asr vinegar, because as Rashi explains, when the vinegar fell into the wine, they were completely different in both their smell and taste, therefore they are considered different sorts which only become Asr b'nois and tam. The machlik is only in the opposite case. Chamr l'gav chala, abaya amma b'mashu v'rava amma b'nois and tam. If a small amount of Asr wine fell into a large amount of heter vinegar, and even before they were mixed, the wine smell changed to that of vinegar, and now they have the same smell but different taste. Abaya holds the heter vinegar becomes forbidden even if there is no taste of Isr, because he holds Reichi Chala B'tayma Chamra Chala. Wine that smells like vinegar but tastes like wine is considered vinegar, and therefore Havali Min B'minai. They're considered the same, both are vinegar, therefore they are considered the same sort which becomes Asa B'mashu. While Rava Amar b'nois and tam, Rava holds the heter vinegar becomes forbidden only if there is a taste of iser, because he holds reichi chala b'tayma chamra chamra. Wine that smells like vinegar but tastes like wine is considered wine, and therefore havalei min b'she'en aminei. They're considered different. One is wine while the other is vinegar. Therefore, they're considered different sorts, which only becomes asa b'nois and tam. The Gemara proceeds with a third machlokes Abaye v'Rava. They both agree regarding bas tia akum b'di Yisrael shaper dami. A non-Jew may smell a Jew's wine through a hole in the stopper of a barrel. This does not cause the Jews' wine to become Yain Nesach, because this does not affect the wine inside the barrel. The machlik is only in the reverse. Yisrael b'da'ivi k'chavim, Abaya Amar Aser, Rava Amar Mutter, whether a Jew may smell a non-Jew's Yain Nesach. Abaya Amar Aser, Abaya holds this is forbidden because he holds Reicha Milsehi, the aroma is significant and it's as if he actually tasted the Yain Nesach. While Rava Amar Mutter, Rava holds this is permitted because he holds Reicha Lav Milsehi, the aroma is not significant enough to be considered as having tasted the wine. The Gemara attempts to say that Reicha Milsa is actually a Machlikas Tanoim in the following Mishnah in Masechtas Trumas. Harei de pas chama, the nasna al pichav shel yayin shel truma. If a person placed hot bread over a barrel of truma wine, there's a Machlikas. Remeir Eiser, Remeir holds the bread is forbidden to Zarm, non-Kahanam. Rabbi Yehuda Matar, Rabbi Yehuda holds the bread is permitted to Zarm. Rabbi Yisi Matar bishal chitin, v'eiser bishal sa'irim, memnei shah sa'irim shoyavais. Rabbi Yisi holds it depends. Bread made from wheat is permitted, while bread made from barley is forbidden because barley absorbs the reach. The Gemara initially assumes that they all agree that the bread did absorb some reach of the truma wine. However, the machlekes is remeir oiser because reicha milsi, the aroma emitted is significant to be considered a transfer of taste. While Rabbi Yehuda matir because reicha lav milsi, the aroma emitted is not significant enough to be considered a transfer of taste. The Gemara explains, L'Rava Vade Tanoihi, according to Rava, that Reicha Lav Milsa, this is certainly a machlekes because Remeir must hold Reicha Milsa. However, according to Abaya, that Reicha Milsahi, perhaps there is no machlekes, and even Rabbi Yehuda holds Reicha Milsa. And as Rish Lakish says, B'paschah mevachavis pesucha d'v'yakol asura. If the bread is hot and the barrel is uncovered, all agree that the bread becomes forbidden. And B'pas tzoynis v'chavis megufa d'v'yakol muteres. If the bread is cold and the barrel is covered, all agree that the bread is permitted. The machlekes is only where b'pas chama v'chavis magufa, b'pas tzeinenes v'chavis pesucha. If the bread is hot, but the barrel is covered, or the bread is cold, but the barrel is uncovered, remeir oiser, because the aroma is strong and reicha milsi, while Rabbi Yehuda mata, because the aroma is weak and there is no reicha. However, regarding bastia, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Yisro b'da'i v'kachavim aser, because the Jew definitely smells the aroma of the wine, and there is reicha, and Rabbi Yehuda agrees that reicha milsi.